Brian Regal from the Chicago Tribune joins us now. Brian, was this finally the year everyone came back in droves?
Matt, I would say for the third year in a row, it was not, or it won't shape up to be.
I know, everyone was expecting it, and is it a matter of businesses are still a little apprehensive from laying down the hammer because the labor market's so tight that people could leave and go somewhere else?
That's one of the reasons I think is really governing what's happening. What I heard over and over again was that whenever companies are interviewing people for new positions, you ask, you have any questions about the job? People say the first thing they ask is, what is your work from home policy? And if it's not what people are looking for, they seem to have a lot of options. So I think that has made companies fairly gun-shy about making, real demands that people return. At least return 5 days, to the office 5 days a week.
I think the hybrid schedule is really working for a lot of people. You get those commute back, even if it is just one extra day at home, or maybe it's two. Do we have any idea, any numbers to back up just how many people are back at work 5 days a week or on that hybrid schedule, or is it all anecdotal?
Oh, it's really hard to come up with any hard numbers. I mean, there is a security company that people have been using to kind of gauge what's happening. It's called Castle Systems, and they they track card swipes at buildings, and so they've been able to. So for the past couple of years, they have been tracking it, and right now it's nationwide. The average of the top 10 metro areas is about 42%. Where office occupancy is now. So that's much better than it was back in the, kind of the doldrums of winter. In Chicago, it was office occupancy in January, I think, was like 27%. So there has been a big boost, but it's certainly not where companies thought they were going to be several years ago.
Doesn't explain why there's not 40% of the traffic as there was before, but that is for another day. Is it is it maybe, and you talk about in your piece today, that the approach is a little bit more carrot than stick. So what are companies doing to say, well, we're not going to crack the whip a little bit, but we do want you to start thinking about coming back or come back a little bit more?
Yeah, one of the things I highlighted, because I thought was fairly unique, is an insurance company called Zurich North America. They're allowing people to take their dogs to work at least on 2 days a week, Mondays and Fridays. And I think they did that because Mondays and Fridays are the days where office occupancy is really very slow. So they want people to bring their dogs to work, and it seems to the people I talk to there seem to find it a very enjoyable atmosphere, and it gets you around the office. People get to meet people they never met before. So I think things like that are going to continue. And offices are also really kind of remaking their spaces into something very unlike kind of the traditional, corporate cubicle environment you may be familiar with from the 80s and 90s. I mean, they really want to make them, at least companies that have the funds to do it, is to make them more like, look and feel more like high-end hotels with a lot of services and a lot of amenities. And I think the feeling is that'll bring people back as well.
Do you think part of this is that I think a lot of people are like, oh, it's all the young people that want to work from home, and I'm sure a lot of them do, but that it's also the rank and file. It's managers as well. Do you think that since we all were sent home for the most part, all of us up and down the chain got used to that a little bit, and maybe it's harder to convince everyone to come back because it's not just this management versus everyday workers battle. It's kind of everybody's dealing with this.
Yeah, I think that there was a bit of a obviously there was a lot of fear when COVID first happened, when people started working from home. There was a thought, oh, this is going to cause, loss of productivity. The companies are going to crash. And generally, people were pleasantly surprised that that did not happen for the most part. Most companies have found it to be has found people to be productive, and so the feeling is developing, I think, in corporate America that there is a better way to office than the traditional, like I say, those corporate cubicles from the 80s. And I mean, one of the company that I highlighted in the story today, Zurich North America, I thought was a good example because it's a suburban insurance company. And I think that suburban insurance companies kind of have the reputation of being kind of traditional.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as I found out, you know, they seem to have embraced, you know, working from home. You know, they want people to come back to the office, obviously, but they seem to be satisfied if they're back in, you know, a couple days a week. And then the rest of the time they can be at home and avoid that long commute. And, you know, to come in when necessary, you know, maybe there are team meetings, maybe there are morale building meetings that the company wants to have. And the one thing that or one of the things that I think companies are starting to actually be a little uneasy about is they don't want young people, people just out of college, people in their 20s, to be working from home too much.
They want them to develop that workplace culture, I bet.
Right, right. And they don't feel like mentorship can happen like when you're just doing it over a Zoom call.
I just wonder... I just wonder, Brian, sorry to cut you off, what will happen when the hammer drops if the economy goes in the direction some people think it will and the labor market changes, what will happen there. But, Brian, we'll bring you back on again when we get to that point and we'll talk through it, okay?
Okay. All right.
Appreciate it. Good. Brian Regal from the Chicago Tribune.